Today's shiur is Masech Teshuvos Daf Chaf Gimel. We will begin on Daf Chaf Beis on the Beis at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Shvuah Shalai Oichel V'Ochel V'Shasa. If somebody made a shvuah that he will not eat, and then he both ate and drank, and a chayv alachas, it's considered one shvuah. Because as we're going to learn at great length in the Gemara, drinking is included in eating. Shvuah Shalai Oichel V'Shalai Eshta. If somebody makes a shvuah that he won't eat nor drink, v'achol v'shasa, and then he drinks and eats, chayv shtayim. Shvuah shalai oichel, somebody makes a shvuah that he will not eat, v'achol paschitin, pasoyrim, paskusmin, he ate all different types of bread, wheat bread, barley bread, spelt bread, talochas en chayv alachas. However, if he said, shvuah shalai oichel paschitin, pasoyrim, paskusmin, he identified each bread separately in a shvuah, and then he ate them, v'achol, Chayva kolachas v'achas, it's chayva separate for each one. Shvuah shloi eshta, if a person made a shvuah that he will not drink, and then m'shasa mashkin harbei, and then he drank many beverages, ayin a chayva lachas. Shvuah shloi eshta, but if he specified in his shvuah that he won't drink yayin, shem, and vash, all these different types of beverages, by identifying them, and then drinking them, v'shasa, Chayva kolachas v'achas, it's chayva separate chatus for each one of them. Shvuah shloi oichel, if somebody makes a shvuah that he will not eat, and then v'ochel oichlen she'enaruyim, he ate inedible foods, oichlen she'enaruyim la'achila, v'shasa mashkin she'enaruyim l'shtiyah, or he drank beverages that are not good to drink, potter. But as the Grub points out, the Mishnah uses the word potter to indicate that even though he is halakhically not violating his shvuah, he's still over an isser, it's still incorrect that he should drink or eat anything. Continues the Mishnah, shvuah shalai oichel, if somebody made a shvuah that he will not eat, v'ochel nevelos v'treifus, shkots from Ramashim, he ate these various foods that are prohibited to us anyway, chayiv. And as we have learned, and we'll learn again, the Gemara will explain why is he chayiv. Isn't this a shvuah? Aren't these foods that are already prohibited? Rav Shimon, on the other hand, Piter, he says that he's not chayiv when making such a shvuah. Final din of the Mishnah. Omar, if somebody said, koinem ishti nanasli, he makes a neder that his wife may not have any benefit from him. Imochalti hayoyim, if I ate. V'hu ochel, and what he ate was nevelos treifus shkots remashim. He ate foods, but the foods that he ate were foods that he may not eat. Still, since he technically ate, harei ishta sura. Now, Farshim point out that why does the Mishnah use here the word koinem? If the rest of the Mishnah we've been speaking about shvuah. So the Farshim give two answers. One answer they say is typically the wording used when one prohibits benefit is the word koinem. That's one explanation I saw. Another explanation that I saw is that, as we've learned and will learn, the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel is that not only that a shvuah for the past is not considered a valid shvuah, and we want that the Mishnah should follow even the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, so that's why the Mishnah chose to speak about a koinem, about a nether versus a shvuah. Furthermore, the Mefarshim ask, how can one make a nether that his wife should not have any benefit from him? Is the halacha not that one is obligated midoraisa to take care of his wife, and therefore it's a nether that violates what the Torah requires? So there are a number of answers. One answer is that we're referring here to benefit that are not halachically obligated. Another Torah says, as we learned in Masechta Ksubis, that a husband and a wife can make an arrangement amongst themselves, any nezoinus v'ani oisa, that the wife says, I won't need you to support me, and I won't therefore have to hand over my wages to you, and that is the situation. Says the Gemara, Am Rav Chi bar Ovin, Am Shmuel, Shvuah shloi oichel, if somebody makes a shvuah that he will not eat, and then shasa, he didn't eat, but he drank, the loch is that he violated the shvuah. Ibois eim svara, we can learn this through a svara, Ibais a makra, and or we can learn this through a pasuk. And the Farshim ask, why, the Rishayim ask, why do we both need a svara and a pasuk to teach us the exact same concept. So the Ritva gives a teretz that sometimes somebody says when he makes a neder, I want to follow the wording of the Torah. Sometimes a person wants to follow the Lashon B'nei Adam. So the Krah establishes what is the Lashon of the Torah, and the Svar establishes what is the Lashon of B'nei Adam. Another approach that we should follow in understanding this Gemara is if we're going to rely on the Svara is a logic that could be refuted. So that's why we say a Pasuk. On the other hand, if we say a Pasuk, as we know, and we've said this rule many times, we, in establishing how to define a Shvur or a Neder, we learned Pesach Nedarim, Pesach Nazir, we follow Lashon B'nei Adam. So relying on the Pasuk is not something that should be followed here. That's why we have a Svara. Now we understand why the Gemara quotes both a Svara and a Krah. And the Gemara explains itself. Ibayis a Svara. This could be understood through a Svara. For says the Gemara, the Omalei Inish L'Chavrei, if somebody says to somebody else, Nitim Midi, come taste something, and as Taisa says, the word Nitim means come eat, and then, I invite you to eat, and I give you to drink. And in fact, Taisus and other Rishonim have a different Gerson al Gemara, where the Gemara, and therefore the Raya is a much stronger Raya, Nitamidi, V'aylu V'shasu, that I invite you to eat, and I give you to drink. Obviously, I invited you to eat. Why am I giving you to drink? It must be because Shtia is B'chlal Achila. Others maintain the Gersa. They say the fact that included in my invitation, I said nitaim, but included was giving you to drink, it's a raya that shti is b'chlal achila. And others explain, v'achl v'shasu to mean I give you either to eat or to drink. I invited you to eat, it must be because shti is b'chlal achila. V'bay sema, we can know through a pasuk that shti is b'chlal achila. Damarish lakish, menayim l'shti b'chlal achila. For where do we know when somebody says achil he means shtiyah? Shnema, as the pasuk says regarding ma'aseh sheni, v'chaltu lefnei Hashem alakecha b'mokayim ashiyivcha l'shakin shmo yisham ma'aseh degoncha v'tiroshcha v'yitzarecha. V'tirosh, we know the pasuk uses the word tirosh, and we know tirosh chamruhu. Tirosh is wine, and yet the pasuk says v'chalta. So we see that the Torah speaks about wine and uses the word v'chalta. Ask the Gemara, maybe the tirosh that the pasuk there is referring to, v'dumayidei in nigron, it's some sort of a dish, which is a food, just has wine as an ingredient. Damar Rabbi Bashmul, a nigron, the dish called a nigron, is maya the silky, is cooked beets. A sigron is maya the cool silken, is a dish made of cooked vegetables, that both of them have wine as an ingredient. But it's a dish, it's not just pure wine. Ela amar of achba yakav mahocha. Where do we know that from the pasuk that shti is mechlal achila? Because the pasuk over there continues in discussing the halachas of ma'aseh sheni, saying nosato akesef b'chol ashtav v'nafshecha b'boker b'tzoyin b'yayin b'sheicha. Yayin, says the Gemara, chamruhu. We know yayin means wine. V'ksiv, and the pasuk, as we read earlier, uses the words v'chalta. Ask the Gemara. V'dilma, why can't we ask the same question again? Dilma, hoki namay are they in nigron? Maybe what the pasuk means is through a dish, but not straight wine, and the dish is something that's eaten, not drunk. Says the Gemara, sheicher ksiv. The pasuk continues using the word sheicher, and sheicher means midi de meshaker, something that can intoxicate. And wine intoxicates, but a dish that has wine in it does not intoxicate. Ask the Gemara, V'dilma, maybe what the pasuk means is the veil Achilles, a fig from the city Achilles. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Ochel the veil Achilles, if somebody ate this type of fig, or shosu dvash v'cholav, or he drank honey or milk, v'nichnas l'migdash, and then he entered the Beis HaMikdash, that the halach is that one may not do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash when he is intoxicated, v'avad, and then he does do the avoida, chayif. So again, maybe what the pasuk, when it speaks about sheicher, doesn't mean the wine. It means these foods that intoxicate. Ella, says the Gemara, the way we know that it means yayin, because gam sheicher sheicher min nazir. We learn exer shava from nazir. When the Torah uses the word sheicher by nazir, it means Malahalon, it means Yayin. Afkan, when the Torah uses the word Shecher, it means Yayin, straight wine. So here we know from the Pasuk that Shtia is Bechlal Achila. Amar Rava, says Rava, another Raya, that Shtia is Bechlal Achila. Afanan Nami Tidina, because it says Shvu Shloi Oichel, if somebody makes a Shvu that he will not eat, and Aloch is, V'ochel V'shasa, and then he eats or drinks, Ein Achayev Alachas. He's only Chayev for one. Iam, like we learned in our Mishnah, says the Gemara, Iam B'shlam Shtia Bechlal Achila, if we're going to say that drinking is including an achila, it's strictly Tana Shminan. We could understand what the Tana teaches us. The Tana is teaching us that even though when I made the Shvua, I made a Shvua Shloi Ochel, the Tana is teaching us that because eating and drinking is all the same, and a Chayiv Alachas. Eli Amrit. But if we're going to suggest that Shtia La Bechlal Achila, that Shtia is not included in eating, so why would the Mishnah have to teach us this then? Why wouldn't we say that it's no different than if somebody would make a Shvua Shlo Yoichel, then he makes a Shvua that he won't eat, and then V'ochel V'osim Malacha, and he eats and then does Malacha. Mi'itzrich L'shmina, would anybody suggest that Nechai V'alachas, working has nothing to do with eating? So the fact that the Mishnah has to teach us that enechayev al-achas is to teach us this halacha that shtia is bechlal achila, and that's why enechayev al-achas. Ask Tosfos the obvious question. Maybe the limud of the Mishnah is this very halacha, that the halacha is that if somebody made a shvua shloi oichel, and then he went and ate and drank, enechayev al-achas. You know why enechayev al-achas? Because shtia is not counting. Because shtia is not bechlal achila. Says Tosfos, if that was the lesson that the Mishnah wanted to teach us, that shtia is not bechlal achila, the Mishnah could have taught it to us in a much more powerful way. The Mishnah should have taught us that shvua shloi oichel, somebody makes a shvua that he won't eat, v'shasa, and then he goes and drinks, and a chayiv, he's not chayiv, because shtia is not bechlal achila. If that's the point that the Mishnah is trying to make, the fact that the Mishnah doesn't teach it that way, rather the Mishnah teaches us that somebody makes a shvua shloi oichel, and then v'ochel v'shasa and a chayiv al-achas is a raya that the Mishnah is trying to teach us that shtia is bechlal achila. Interestingly, there's a very interesting machlokes. Hapaiskim. The Beis Yosef to Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Now let's say we have a group of 10 people. And we know that when we have a group of 10 people sitting together and it comes to Birchas Hamazon, the Birchas Hamazon, the Zimun, includes the Shem Hashem, the Varuch Lelokeinu. What is the halacha, says the Beis Yosef, that if 9 people indeed ate, and the 10th person only drank? Says the Beis Yosef, and this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, if he drank a different beverage, not water, they keep him at starf to Zimun. If he drank water, they keep him at starf to the Zimun. Ask the Magen Avraham, why is water any different than any other beverage? And there's a raya that the Mefarshim give that water isn't different than any other beverage. Because our Mishnah is saying that shti is bechlal achila. What's the raya that shti is bechlal achila? Because if somebody made a shvua that he's not going to eat, and then he made a shvua that he's not going to drink, we're going to learn in a moment that shvua is not considered that he made any new shvua. But if we're going to say that shti bechlal achila only refers to all other drinks besides water, why don't we say that by saying loishosa he meant water, and now he accomplished something that he meant water. And then we can have, like we learned, and we'll learn about it, Issa, that it should include all other beverages. The fact that the Gemara doesn't say so, it's obvious there's no difference between water and all other drinks. And therefore the psak of the Beis Yosef is a difficult psak to understand. There are achroinim that say to machloikis, if water, they say, when is somebody include, who is and who isn't included in Birchas HaZimun, is based on a different question altogether. The question is, when somebody who really didn't eat, and is therefore not saying Birchas HaMazon, but he's participating in the Zimun, till where does he have to hear? Some say he has to hear till the end of Zimun, until Baruch Shachan Mishloi, to Vechayinu. And others say he has to hear to Azor HaSakol, till the end of the first Bracha. So the Paiskim, the Mishnah Berurah makes this point, say that perhaps the machloikis is based on what, and this question about water is based on that. If we say that you only have to hear to borrow shulchan mishaloi, so if you drank, you ate, and therefore you could include in the zimun. On the other hand, if you say we have to go to azonas akol, azonas akol means that you did something which is nourishing, drinking water is not nourishing. But the Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Dushinsky, I see, say that this is a very nice explanation, but the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, the opinion of Beis Yosef, contradicts each other. On one hand, as I quoted a moment ago, it is the Beis Yosef's opinion that water is not included in the Zimun. That somebody who just drank water cannot be included in the Zimun. But it's the Beis Yosef who says that all you have to hear is Tabar Shachalim Shloy Tvachinu. And we're saying now that all you have to hear is Tabar Shachalim Shloy Tvachinu, that drinking water should be included. So how do we understand the opinion of Beis Yosef? So the Achroinim attempt to say that even if we'll say that you only have to hear Tachalim Shloy, it has to be a drinking which is Chashev. And since drinking water, the halacha, the Beis Yosef, does not view as a significant act, that's why he's not included. Amalei Abaya, says Abaya, Elamai. So as we have established in our entire shiur so far today, that shti is b'chlal akhila, let's continue learning the Mishnah. Eima seifa, esari made a shiur shloi ayach v'shloi ashta. They made a shiur that he won't eat and won't drink, and then v'ach v'shasa, and then he ate and drank, chiv chayim shtayim. He's chayiv for the eating and for the drinking. Ask the Gemara, why is that the din? Kivin the Amish loy oichel, if he said loy oichel, so it's a lebishtiya. As we're learning, that includes already the issa shtiya. So ask the Gemara, if so, ki Amish loy eshta, if afterwards saying shloy eshta, am I chayiv? Why is he chayiv? Ilo Amar, is it no different than, as we have learned and will learn, that somebody said, Shloi Eshta Trei Zimni. He made two shvus that he will not drink. That is the halacha. Isn't the halacha that he's only chayiv one? Mich mechayiv tarti. Because as we learned, once you're asked to do something, you can't make it asr again with a shvua. Answers the Gemara. You're right. If somebody said, Shloi Eshta, and then afterwards he said, if he said Shloi Eichel, and afterwards he said, Shloi Eshta, you will indeed be correct. There's no point in the second Shvuah. Our Mishnah is referring to a case, Hasn Amma Shloi Eshta, Fahada Amma Shloi Eichel. Was the reverse order. First he made the Shvuah against Shtiyah, and then he made the Shvuah against Achila. That in this case, Shtiyah B'chlal Achila, even though we've been learning that Shtiyah is included in Achila, Shtiya b'chlal achila isa, but everybody agrees, achila b'chlal shtiya leisa. That if you say shtiya, it doesn't include achila. As Taisvis and all the other Rishonim discuss this also, if we're saying now that achila is not b'chlal shtiya, and therefore somebody made a shvua shloi eshta, and then afterwards he made another shvua shloi oichel, that's why the two shvuas achal. So the halach ought to be that even if you didn't eat, the two ways of asking the question, that even if you didn't eat, since the second shvua includes shtiya, that it, and then I drink, I should be chayiv twice. One way of learning the question. Another way of learning the question is that if I drank and then ate, I should be chayiv three times. Two times for shtiya, because both shvuas for shtiya are effective, and one time for achila. Yet our Mishnah says you only chayiv twice. So Rishonim Taisva says, it's a great question. And the Gemara could have indeed asked this question. But the Gemara asks a different question to refute Rava's Pshat. Another Pshat is that why are we saying that Shtiyah is included in the second Shvuah? Because we're following the concept of Issa Koilu. Our Mishnah, this Tana doesn't necessarily follow, as we will discuss later in the Shir, the concept that we say Issa Chala Isser by an Issa Koilu when the Isser is more inclusive. Another pshat that Rishonim suggest is perhaps indeed he would be chayiv three, two times for shtiya and one times for achila. Our Mishnah isn't going into the fact of how many times you chayiv. It's just pointing out that you chayiv for the shtiya and you chayiv for achila. But indeed, how many times will you be chayiv for the shtiya? Twice. How many times will you be chayiv for achila? Once. Amalei, Aval, indeed, says the Gemara, at this point, were somebody to say, Shvush Lai Eichel, and then he says, Bachel Vashasa. First he said, Shvush Lai Eichel, and then he said, Shlai Eshta, and then, Vachel Vashasa, the Loch is, and Chai Valachas. Why? Because the second Shvua is meaningless, because it's already included in the first Shvua. Ask the Gemara, if that is indeed the din, let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah, Yachi, Adatani Reisha. When we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, if somebody says Shvush Lai Eichel, Vachel Vashasa, the Loch is, and Chai Valachas, the Mishnah could have said, a bigger Chiddush, which is always the derech of the Mishnah, that if it could teach us a bigger chiddush, it doesn't rely on the smaller chiddush. Listening, the Mishnah should have taught us, shvur shlai oichel v'shlai eshta. Somebody made a shvur shlai oichel v'shlai eshta, specifically in that order, that the aloch is, that in chayev alachas, because the second shvur is meaningless. The kashkein, and certainly in a situation where somebody were to make the shvur shlai oichel l'chudei, that it's a meaningless shvur, that the shti is not chayev alachas. So why does the Mishnah not teach us that bigger chiddush? Answers the Gemara, Elo Oilon Kriktani. The halacha is, as we've been learning, Shti is Bechlal Achila. If Shti is Bechlal Achila, so then the question is, why, when somebody made a shvur, Shlai Eshta v'Shlai Eichel, Shlai Eichel v'Shlai Eshta, he's Chayiv Shtayim, why is the second shvur meaningful shvur? Why is it not already included in the first shvur, which make the second shvur meaningless? Answers the Gemara. Under normal circumstances, shloy oichel includes shtiyah. However, v'shani hacha, kivin the amish shloy oichel, once this person made a statement shloy oichel, v'ha the amish shloy eshta, and then he made a statement shloy eshta, why did you say shloy eshta? Shtiyah is already included in the chila. It must be Goliadata, that he is showing us, the Hachta Achila, when he made the Shvur Shlai Eichel, the Omar, that he said, he meant Achila Gred Zahi. Which means, under normal circumstances, when somebody says Shlai Eichel, it means Shlai Eshta also. This person is showing us that he's different, because if he meant Shtiyah, why do he also say Shlai Eshta? Omar of Ashi, Masnisa Namideka. We could bring a Raya from our Mishnah also, that Shtiyah is Bechlal Achila. Because it's said in our Mishnah, Shvur Shlai Eichel, Vachl Achlin Shein Haruyin Lachila, Vimshaskim Mayin Shein Haruyin Shtiya Pata. Haruyin, it's Mashma, that if they were fine, he would be Chayif. Ask them why. Why, if he drank good beverages, would he be Chayif? Vamai, all he said was, Shvur Shlai Eichel Kama. And he didn't speak about drinking. It must be because Shtiya is Bechlal Achila. Says the Gemara, the Raya is not a Raya. Dilma, perhaps it's referring to a situation, that he made two statements. The Mishnah is referring to a situation where he made two statements. Shvur Shlai Eichel, Shvur Shlai Eshta. Shtiyah maybe is not Bechlal Achila. And the Mishnah is teaching us that if he ate foods that are not edible or drank beverages that are not really portable, he's not Chayiv. If he did, he would be Chayiv. So we learned in the Mishnah, if somebody made a Shvur Shlai Eichel, V'Ochel Pas Chitim, Pas Kusmin, Pas Oirim, he made a Shvur that he won't eat, and then he ate these different types of bread. So it makes a difference. If he mentioned each bread separately, he's chayiv each bread. If he just made a general shvur, and then he ate all these breads, he's only chayiv one. Ask the Gemara, why, because he specified each type of bread, does he mean he's chayiv a separate shvur for each one? V'dilma, maybe all he was trying to do by listing the types of bread was l'mifta nafshi mechonosikasi. All he's trying to do is saying that it's only these breads I'm also to eat. All other types of bread I may eat. Answers the Gemara, if that were his intention, Havle Lameima, Chitin V'Sarim V'Kusman. He didn't have to say the word Pas before each bread. The fact that he specified Pas Chitin, Pas Kusman, Pas Sarim means that he wants to prohibit each bread individually. Ask Taisvis. Taisvis says that even though we know there's a locha, and if I make a statement, and now I want to interpret the statement, saying that's not what I meant, the halacha doesn't accept it. But where the explanation of the statement doesn't contradict the statement, then we don't have a rule, dvarm shebelev enim dvarm. Therefore, as Taisvis, then why don't we say that he made this statement, and then he'll explain himself. Isn't that a way of understanding the Mishnah? So Tosfos says, certainly we don't want to rely on that type of situation. A person who makes a state, who makes a nether, even though if halachically he can reinterpret it, he shouldn't. He should make a clear statement. And that's why the Gemara says, that's why he should have said this and not that. Ask the Gemara, the Dilma, maybe all he meant was locus. He meant that he isn't going to chew these different types of grains, says the Gemara. The fact that he wanted to say that he used these words, that he used this word, is an indication that he wasn't going to differentiate between chewing the grain or eating the bread. Says the Gemara, maybe the reason maybe if he were to use the word paschitin, sayur and kusman, we would interpret his wording to mean the dhamma. We would interpret what he meant was paschitin lechol, wheat bread I won't eat, sayur and kusman I won't chew. So maybe to avoid that misunderstanding, that's why he used the word pas, but not that he meant to prohibit each bread separately. Says the Gemara, if he meant, then he could have said something else. The fact that he used the word pas is a raya that he meant to make a separate shvuah for each type of bread. Says the Gemara, perhaps if he would have said it that way, if he would have said pas chitin v'shasayim v'shakosmin, we would misunderstand and think that what he meant was ayotay teruvus, that he meant that he can't eat a bread that's made up of these three different types of grain, but that's why, to avoid that misunderstanding, he said pas chitin, pas kosmin, pas ayim, but not to make them into separate shvuos. Says the Gemara, if that was what he was trying to avoid, Ema, he should have said v'kain shal ayim, v'kain shal kosmin, pas lamali. Why does he keep on using the word pas? Shmami no, what his intention was l'chalik, to say that he's also for each bread separately. Then we learned in the Mishnah, Shvua shlei eshta, if he said a shvua I won't drink, v'shasa mashkin charbei, ein chayv v'lachas. He drank all different types of beverages, he's only going to be chayv for one. But if he mentioned the beverages separately, shemen, if he, dvash, we learned in the Mishnah, if he said yayin, shemen, and dvash, he's chayv for each one separately. Says the Gemara, bishwama, as we just finished learning the previous piece of Gemara, hosom, in the previous piece of Gemara, the amrit, miyadrele pas, he said the word pas separately, l'chayuva, to say that he's chayiv for each one separately. El hocha, may have l'meimer. What should have he said that was saying that by him saying this, it's an indication that he means each beverage separately? May have l'meimer. What should he have said differently? Maybe all he's trying to accomplish by saying these separate beverages is only l'mifta nafshi m'mashkin achrinikasi, to say that it's only for these beverages I don't want to drink, all other beverages I may drink. But how do we interpret that we meant was a separate shvua for each beverage? Amar Papa, says Rav Papa, hoch b'manochim in front of askinim. Amish is referring that these beverages are in front of him. And if all he meant was these beverages I won't drink, but other beverages I may drink, shayi lo leimer, all he should have said was shvua shlei eshtu eilu. And that would have gotten that message across. The fact that he mentioned each beverage separately is an indication that he means a separate shvua for each beverage. Says Dumar, that's not a raya. The Dumar Eimba, if he would have said this wording, we would interpret that what he meant was Eilu de shleish to sinner. These specific beverages, these glasses or bottles in front of me, who delish a sinner, I won't drink. Achrina, but other bottles of these beverages that aren't in front of me, shasina. So again, the fact that he mentioned each beverage is not an indication necessarily that he meant separate shvus. Ela de oma, shvua delish a sinner, kagain eila. If all he meant was that I'm not going to drink these type of beverages, he should have said kagain eila. The fact that he mentioned each one separately is an indication that it means a separate shvuah for each one. Says the Gemara, that isn't a question. Dilma, if he would have used that wording, we would interpret what he means was kigay elu de washasina, specifically only like these I won't drink, this size, this amount, batz machi, less than this amount, v'tvei machi, or more than this shasina. Ella, says the Gemara, going down mishvus shle ishtem min elu. If all he meant was that he doesn't want to drink these type of beverages, instead of mentioning each one separately, he should have said shvur shleishtem min eila. The fact that he mentioned each one separately is an indication that he meant a separate shvur for each one. It says the Gemara, if he would have used that wording, the Dilma, we would interpret what he means is, min eilu hu d'losh yisina, this type of beverage I won't drink, ho inu gufayu, but these beverages that are in front of me, these bottles or glasses in front of me, shesinu, which is not his intent, because his intent is not to drink not these nor any beverages of this type. Says the Gemara, he could have accomplished that by saying shlei eshta elu minayu, if his intent was that he doesn't want to drink not those that are in front of him nor any of this type. The fact that he mentioned each one separately is an indication that he meant a separate shvur for each beverage. Rav Acha b'Reidi, Rav Ika amar, he has a different way of interpreting that it's a riot that he meant each beverage separately. Our Mishnah, he says, is referring to a situation that somebody's asking him to drink. That somebody asked me, come drink with me wine, oil, and honey. And if all I meant was to refuse, all I should have said is, I won't drink with you. Why did he have to specify and say, Yayin Shem and Devash Lamali? Why did he have to mention each type of beverage? To teach us, it must be L'chayiv HaKalachas V'Achas. It's Machloikis Rishonim. If, how to understand this Gemara? Is Rav Acha b'Reidi Ravina disagreeing, Rav Acha b'Reidi Rav Ika disagreeing with the previous Teretz? Or Rav Acha b'Reidi Rav Ika is not really disagreeing, he's just giving another way of interpreting the Mishnah, but both interpretations are fine. Before we go further, we're going to learn later in our Masechta. There's a case of a Shvuos Pikadon. Shvuos Pikadon means that if you come to me and say, I'm holding something of yours, and I falsely swear that I am not, and then I'm caught lying, that I have to bring a carbon oil of a yoyrit for every time I lie. The halacha is that if we keep on doing this over and over, I'm chayiv for each case separately. Says the Mishnah, later in Amasechta, Daf Lamed Vav, Tanan Hosam. The Mishnah says, Tain li chitim v'sarim v'kusmim shiyesh li b'yotcha. If you say to me, you're holding wheat, barley, spelt of mine, and I say to you, shem v'ash en l'cha b'yotei klum, I just make one general statement, then I'm en chayiv v'lachas. So since I only made one denial, I'm chayiv once. But what would be the din if I said, shvush ein lecha biyodei, chitne v'soyren v'kosmin? So I mentioned each type of item that I'm denying. The halach is chayiv akol achas v'achas. We're chayiv for each one separately. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, what does it mean, chayiv akol achas v'achas? Says the Gemara, free prut mikulam, it's the refus. For it to be considered a case of Shavuos HaBikadon, I had to deny that I owe you something that's worth a pruta. So here, it's a fila pruta mikulam, one pruta of all of them can, if they different meaning I don't have from each one a pruta, they can combine. Now, in understanding Rabbi Yochanan's statement, there's a machlokes. Pligva Rav Acha Ravina. Charama, a prati mechayiv, a klali loy mechayiv. The second case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said, where I made a statement, Shvua she'en lecha biyodai, chitim sarim v'kusmin. And now it turns out I lied. How many times was I over? How many kabbonis would I have to bring? Three or four. What is the question? Do we say, for chitim sarim v'kusmin, I individualized each one, so I have a separate chiyuv? The question is, do we look at en lecha biyodai as a separate statement, and therefore for that also, there should be a chiyuv? Or do we not look at it as a separate statement? So chad amar, a prita mechayiv, only for the chitim surim v'kusmin yechayiv, a kloli loy mechayiv. The chad amar, and the other man d'amar says, a kloli nami mechayiv. I'm chayiv not only for the chitim surim v'kusmin denial, but I'm also chayiv for the statement of ein lecha biyodai. And what would be the nafkamina? There would be a very big nafkamina. besides the nafkamina from chayiv 3 or 4, there's also nafkamina. Let's say I don't have a pruta worth of any one of those types. So if I say that the statement ein lecha b'yodai is considered a shvur, so that shvur will mitzdarf to a pruta. If we say that that's not considered a shvur and I don't have a pruta of any type, it's not. There will be no chayiv at all. Ask the Gemara hachamai. Going to our Gemara. Well, we said if somebody made a shvur that I'm not going to drink shemen dvash, yayin, shemen. What is the halacha? Am I chayv for each one separately? So we chayv for each one separately. I'm also chayv a fourth one for the statement shloy eshta. Hachamai, amarava, and the Gemara wants to assume that the same achloikas we have over there we'll have over here. Amarava, hachi hashta. We can't compare the two situations. Hasam mechayv a klala, chayv a prata. There we can understand that the statement of ein lecha b'yodai and the statement of sorim chitim kusman are to be looked at as separate statement. Why? Because there the halach is the mishtaba, as I said earlier. If somebody makes a shuas pikadon and he keeps on denying the same denial, doesn't make a difference. The mishtaba v'hod mishtaba. B'chayif tarti, chayif each one separately. Hocha, on the other hand, in our Mishnah, isak daitach isbekloli. If we're going to say that somebody makes a shvur, shvur shloi eshta, it's a valid shvur, then the halacha would be a prate ma'machayif, as we've been learning. Once somebody makes a shvur, you can't make a shvur again on the same item, because he's mushbev oimenhu. So therefore, in our Mishnah, if the Mishnah is saying that you chayif for the yayin shem and the dvash, it must be that there wasn't the previous shvur, a shvur shloyeshta. Because if the previous shvur shloyeshta was chal, then there could be no longer shvur on the separate types of beverages. So here is a very important discussion in the Paiskim, in the Achrayim. Here we're learning the concept of mushbev oimid. That if I already have a shvur or item, I cannot answer it again. And Avnei Milurim, the Noid of Yehuda, discuss at great length as why. One explanation is it follows the rule that we've learned throughout Shas of Einis Achal Alisser. If I already made a shvur, I can't drink this. I can't make another shvur that I may not. Einis Achal Alisser. Another explanation, that this has nothing to do with Einis Achal Alisser. It's a new concept. The Mushbev Oimid. I have a shvur. Somebody made a shvur and he has to follow that halacha. You can't make a shvur again. And therefore, if you have a din, and therefore the same din, if it now I had to do something, I'll pee Torah, so you have a mushbev oimid, you can't make another shvur. What is the nafkamina? And the achronim, some achronim say the reason is ain't eschal alisser, some of the reasons say it's because it's a shvur that I already have in place, and some say both reasons are in place. What is the nafkamina? So the Avnimulum says a number of nafkaminas. One nafkamina is as follows. Let's say somebody made a shvur that he's not going to eat nevela. So we know that that shvur is not a valid shvur because we're not allowed to eat nevela. We're mushbe v'oimid already on it. And now it comes that he's nebuch sick. And it's cholish yesh b'skani, he's allowed to eat makolos asuris. He's allowed to eat the nevela. If we say mushbe v'oimid, then the shvur was never chal in the first place. If we say ain isa chal al isser, so indeed the isser of makolos asuris that applies to every Jew doesn't apply to this Jew because he's nebuch sick. But now the second shvur comes in place, and he would have to have a Torah on that shvur before he ate the nevela. Another nafkamina that Avnei Milurim suggests is, let's say he made a shvur, and this animal wasn't yet a nevela. He made a shvur that he won't eat nevela, and this animal wasn't yet a nevela. So if we say mushbev oimid, so mushbev oimid says that the shvur is a meaningless shvur. You can't make a shvur on something that the Torah already prohibited. But if we say einis chalalis, there's no issa here. There's no nevela. So when the animal becomes nevela, both things happen at the same time. And even though there's a rule, einis chal alisser, but if both these surim came at the same time, then they are chal, and the shvur would be a valid shvur. So what is this maybe based on? Here we'll be saying, mushbev oimid. So there's actually a machloikus achroinim, the shach and the chazanish. When we speak about mushbev oimid, how do we understand this? The Shach says it's a full-fledged shvur. Every Jew has a full-fledged shvur, Mihar Sinai, that he has to follow all the mitzvahs and may not do the averus. What is the shvur? Some say it's when Moshe Rabbeinu made a bris with us on Har Sinai. The Sfas Emes suggests when we said Nasa v'nishma. Chazanish said it's not a full-fledged Shvua. So it could be. The Shach who learned it's a full-fledged Shvua says it goes with a lumdus or mush revivement. There's a full-fledged Shvua, therefore you can't make any other Shvuas on something that's already us to you with a Shvua. The Chazanish who doesn't really explain that's a full-fledged Shvua, it's just an Isser that we have to follow the Torah, he'll say it works with a lumdus of Enes Echalal Isser. But the question is, according to the Shach and these other Mepharshim that say it's a full-fledged Shvua, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to make indeed a full-fledged Shvua with us on all the Averis? He should have given us the Torah. We have to follow the Torah. What's the point of the Shvua? So some Achroinim suggest that if it wasn't a Shvua, perhaps we could retract. Once we made a Shvua, and as we're going to learn later in the Masechta, Aldas HaMokai, so it's a Shvua that cannot be retracted. We have to follow through the Shvua no matter what. The Avdi Nezer says another interesting point. He says, how could the Shvua be a valid Shvua? At that point, we were still B'nai Noyach, and there's no din of a Shvua by a Ben Noyach. Says the Avni Nezer, there are two types of Shvuas. There's a Shvua that somebody initiates on his own, and there's a Shvua that one makes in response to someone else. Even if we'll say there's no din of a Shvua by a Ben Noyach, that's on a Shvua that I initiate myself. But a Shvua that I make in response to you, of course, that's basic law, basic respect. If you make me make a shvua and I respond in the affirmative, then it's a full-fledged shvua. There was a shvua that Moshe Rabbeinu initiated and we responded. That gave it a full koyach of a shvua, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to accomplish. Somebody said, so we learned in the Gemara, shvua shlo yoichel. Ask the Gemara, haguf akasha. We learned in the Mishnah that if somebody said shvua shlo yoichel, v'achol oichel shen arui l'achila, v'shos mashkin shen arui l'shtia, potter. V'hadatani, and then in our very same Mishnah we learned, somebody said Shvua Shlo Yoichel V'achol Nevel to Trey V'shkotz and Ramashim, Chayiv. Ask the Gemara, Maishna Reisha Dech Potter, why in the Reisha is he Potter, or Maishna Seif Dech Chayiv? Says the Gemara, Olay Kasha. Reisha, the Reisha is referring to a situation where he said Stam, and since he didn't point them out, and he already has, he already has included these foods and are already mujva of oymid. That's why he's potter. The sefer he was mefarish. Ask the Gemara mefarish. Even if he explicitly said that he may not eat these foods, nami gufatik should be questioned. Amai, why is the shvua a valid shvua? As we've been learning, we're already prohibited to eat these foods. Mujva of oymid v'has sinai hu. Answers the Gemara. Rav Shmuel Rav Yochanan Amri. The third time we're learning this Gemara. What's the case over here? That if a person would have said, Shvua Shlai Oichel, so if he would have said that he's making a Shvua, that he's not going to eat these foods that are prohibited, the Shvua is not a valid Shvua. Why is it not a valid Shvua? As we've been learning, he's Mujbe V'Oimet. Here it's referring to a case that he's including foods that he normally may eat. So once it's chal on those foods, it's also chal on the other foods. And as I've quoted previously, Machloikus Rashi Mitfa, how to understand Issachoilu. Rashi says, as long as you say that the Shvua should be chal on foods that you may eat, it automatically is chal on all foods, even foods that you may not eat. So Mitfa is not ready to accept that. Mitfa says, it's referring to a case where I said I'm not going to eat foods I may eat, and I'm also not going to eat the Veil Shkots and Vermoshim. Ask the Gemara. That's Rabbi Yochanan's explanation. Veshlokish Oimer, Yat Moitza, the only way to understand our Mishnah is even Me'afarish Chatzi Shir Velibid Rabbanan. We go back to the first Mishnah of the Perek. The Rabbanan said that normally when you say something, you only usher a Kazayas. And here, by saying that you cannot even eat a Nevelis, a Chatzi Kazayas, so that's not usher. And as I explained in the previous sheet, even if you follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, the Chassi Shir is also in the Torah, it's not Osir explicitly, and there is no Oynish. Ibistam, Alibid Rekiva, Dama Adam Oyser Atzim Bekalshahu. Rekiva says, even if you didn't say you meant less than a Kazayas, it's automatically included. So when the Torah asks in the Veil Shkots of Ramashim, and only asks the Kazayas, I meant the Kalshahu, so that I don't have a Mujbe V'Oyman on. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan didn't explain the Mishnah Resh Lakish. The Mokum Leilam is Nisan Kedivrei Kol. He didn't want to explain that the Mishnah is maybe Rabbi Yochanan, maybe the Rabbanan, maybe Resh Lakish. Rabbi Kiva start explaining the Mishnah. as the Rishonim explained, because the Mishnah doesn't make all of these specifications of its, like, according to Rabbanim, you said it, according to Rekiva, you didn't have to say it. El Rish Lakish my Tam Loyam Krab Yofran, that it's referring to a situation of Issa Kailil, and by Issa Kailil, everybody will say that the second Shvuah, that the Shvuah on the food is Chal, it's valid, because since it's Chal on the kosher food, it includes the non-kosher food. Amloch, says the Gemara, Ki Aminin Issa Kailil Bisabah Me'elov. What's the classic example? The classic example is that, let's say, somebody eats Nevelam Yom Kippur. So there, perhaps we say Issa Kailil. Since I'm not allowed to eat all foods on Yom Kippur, even though I already was also to eat Nevel before Yom Kippur, but since I'm not allowed to eat the Mutadugah food, the Issa Nevel comes along. But that's not something that I created. Yom Kippur is created by Hashem. However, the Issa, Habah Al Yidei Atzmai, here it's referring to Shvuah. By Shvuah, we don't say the concept of Issa Kailil. Why not? So I saw two explanations of Achroinim. One explanation of Achroinim is that a man-made Issa is not such a strong Issa. We've said this explanation previously. And since it's not such a strong Isser, we don't say the concept of Issa Chal al Isser normally, even by Issa Koil. That's one way. Davni Maluim, with his pshat that we quoted early in the shir, says a beautiful explanation. He says that if the lumdus of Mujbe v'Oimid were a lumdus of Issa Chal al Isser or Ein Issa Chal al Isser, then you'd be right. If it's an Issa Koil, it's not a problem with the issue of Ein Issa Chal al Isser. But we've been learning earlier in the shiur, we quoted it, that the Avni Malum suggests, and other Achronim suggests, that this has nothing to do with a Sechal HaLisser. That's to do with a new rule of Mishba V'Oimid. So on the rule of Mishba V'Oimid, there are no concepts of Issa Kailil, Issa Maisif. Mishba V'Oimid prevents another Isser from being Chal here, and therefore, Rish Lakish didn't want to subscribe to the concept of Issa Kailil.